I'm Aaron Schimmer. I'm the research director of the Princess Margaret Cancer Center, where I'm also a senior scientist and staff physician. About over 15, 16 years ago, after finishing my clinical training and my PhD in molecular biology, me and my young family went to San Diego, California, to do a postdoctoral fellowship. And at completion of the postdoctoral fellowship, we looked around as to where the best opportunity would be. And that opportunity was in Princess Margaret. Now, maybe not the best opportunity financially wise, but the best in terms of environment, where there'd be an opportunity to have an impact on my patients and the impact on cancer research. And the things that brought me to Princess Margaret then still hold true today. That when surrounded by an incredible group of people, you know, science is a team sport and you need a team to succeed. And so the Princess Margaret had this great group of people, and it's surrounded by great research institutes as well. And I knew that this was a place that supported the full spectrum of research, from fundamental discovery research, translational research, and clinical research. And so that's what drew me to Princess Margaret. Those same reasons that drew me to Princess Margaret are the same reasons that are still there today and even stronger. It's a great place to be, where clinicians and scientists work hand in hand to make breakthrough discoveries and advance them to our patients. So the Princess Margaret Cancer Center is a world-class cancer research institute that's making transformative discoveries in cancer research, in the understanding the mechanisms of why cancer happens, why it occurs, why it responds to treatment, sometimes why it doesn't, and then translating those findings into the clinic and leading world multi-center clinical trials that are going to change the way we treat cancer and diagnose cancer, both for our patients at Princess Margaret, across Canada and around the world. So the discoveries that are made at Princess Margaret are then spread not just throughout Toronto, but across Canada and around the world. And our goal is, again, to impact patients, not just locally, but nationally and internationally. And we do that by investing in all aspects of cancer research, from fundamental research, translational research, where we're bringing ideas from the lab bench to the clinic, and in clinical trials. And by doing that, that's what ensures that we have impact both today, tomorrow, and in the years ahead. So we've got 300 scientists and clinicians engaged in research. Everyone is making tremendous discoveries. We'd be here for the next day. So, for example, work by Dr. Eric Chen, who's led a multinational clinical trial showing that adding immune therapy to treatment for patients with advanced and refractory colorectal cancer improves outcome and can change the standard of care for the treatment of these patients. Work by Drs. Curavallo and Bratman, who've discovered a new blood test that can diagnose cancer at its earliest stages. And finally, fundamental discoveries by Dr. Catherine O'Brien and her team that discovered that colorectal cancer cells can actually hibernate like bears to resist chemotherapy. And that work actually opens up a whole new way to think about why some types of cancers don't respond to treatment and ways to overcome that mechanism of resistance. So research at the Princess Margaret only occurs because of the generosity of our community, the philanthropy, listeners to this show who step up and support the Princess Margaret, that the funding supporting the vital research that's happening at the Princess Margaret, it's funding the grassroots frontline individuals, the scientists who are conducting that research. It's providing the cutting edge equipment and infrastructure so that we're working with world-class facilities. And it seeds the earliest stages of research, maybe at a point even that they're too risky for funding by other agencies, to get them to the point where they're able to attract those external federal grant dollars that ultimately lead to tomorrow's big breakthroughs. You know, I'd make a plea, you know, on behalf of myself, all the scientists at Princess Margaret, but mainly on behalf of all the patients and their families who are depending on that vital cancer research. Please support the Princess Margaret. It's easy to be a friend in good times. I know times are tough now, but that's when we know who our true friends are. Princess Margaret is the largest cancer center in Canada. We've got a large facility in the downtown Toronto core. But the Princess Margaret is far more than just a building. The Princess Margaret is about the people who are in it. The doctors, the nurses, the scientists. The people who come to Princess Margaret as our patients should know that there's a team of individuals behind them. Some, the physicians, the nurses, the allied health professionals, they may see on a regular basis, but there's this large army that they don't see that's working tirelessly behind the scenes, conducting that vital research to benefit them and ultimately those who come after them, both today and tomorrow. And they're not alone at the Princess Margaret. We're behind you. We're working with you. The Princess Margaret is a world-leading cancer institute. is an institute and center that treats patients with all forms of cancer from the earliest stages to the most advanced stages. And we've come a long way. You know, if you think about just blood cancer that I treat, in the 60s, survival rates were 15%. But now you fast forward, and depending on the blood cancer, 70 to 90% cure rates. But as good as we're doing, we all know we can do better. And your support of the Princess Margaret is going to ensure that we have impact and improve the lives of our patients today, tomorrow, and the years ahead, both here locally, but around the world.